Free Talk Live, toll free. You may dial in at 855-453. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-3733. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content there, by the way. If you find something online that you think's interesting, you think we might enjoy hearing about on Free Talk Live, and you think our listeners would enjoy it as well, go to freetalklive.com, hit the Submit Show Prep button, which actually it's underneath the... Yeah, there's a Submit Show Prep button also. You can go underneath Show Prep on the menu, and you'll find the Submit option there. Then you put in the link, put in a short description of what's at that link. Could be a link to a video, could be a link to an article, could be a blog post or something like that. Something you think's fun, exciting, interesting, useful, outrageous, whatever. You post it, our listeners then get to vote on it, and you get to vote on things too. The most voted up will make it from the upcoming stories page to the front page of the website. Go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Now, if you're just tuning in, last hour I was recapping, and I'm not going to go through all the details for you, but some activists and I went down from Keene, New Hampshire to Palmer, Massachusetts to help a friend out who was losing his house. They were going to do a tax sale today. I brought my video camera down.
They did do a tax sale.
Yes. I brought my video camera down to document the process. And there was, you know, somebody brought a sign out as well. So, and there were some folks there from Massachusetts that were his friends who were also kind of helping, you know, protest, I guess you could say.
They were there.
Yeah. And so we ended up going over to the Palmer Town Hall auction, or what was supposed to be the auction. We ended up not making it in. And when I say we, I mean everybody. Even the reporter who was there from the local newspaper, Lori, who had reported on this incident previously in the last summer. I had given her a heads up that we were going to be going down there. She was there. I think she was pretty shocked when they wouldn't even let her into this town auction.
She obviously had her official credentials.
Presumably.
Right?
Yep. I mean, she's, you know, she is who she is, and they should know that.
Ian's credentials are as official as anyone's credentials. I mean, we've got press badges for Free Talk Live.
But I was never actually disallowed into the room because I never actually got that far. Mm-hmm. I was arrested as I walked down the hallway toward the room. But let me give you the police's side of the story. This is from Officer Raymond Tenser. Thursday, October 25th, 2012, at approximately 11:30 hours, I was assigned to the Palmer Town Hall auction area to assist in registering potential bidders. Really? You, the police officers, needed to be there to assist with registering potential bidders at this auction, which is run by an auction group called Zikos Auctioneers or whatever? The Zikos group?
Provides security for...
You're telling me that... Well, right, but... He says they're assisting in registering potential bidders. That makes it sound like he's sitting down with a pad of paper.
He's just wandering around, yeah. And suddenly, you come in.
Right, so I don't know if I believe that one, but whatever. At a briefing prior to the auction, we were informed by the chief and the town's attorney that there were going to be people present who supported Jay Noon, the former owner of one of the properties. These people made it known through the media that they were going to be present at the auction for the express purpose of preventing it. We had been advised that one of the means planning to be used to disrupt the auction was to attempt to intimidate those attending the auction with verbal communications and the use of videotape. For this, because that's intimidating, right? To have a video camera around.
Did anyone say that they were going to intimidate anyone with video cameras?
I don't know if anyone intended to intimidate. I know that some folks intended to remind these folks that, hey, this is stolen property. Oh, by the way... I know that Jay was out front informing them at the house that, hey, you know, if you bid on this, if you're the winner of this tax sale, you'll be included in my lawsuit. Which, I don't know if that's intimidation. That's just stating a fact. Hey, I'm going to file a lawsuit. Would you like to be involved? Go ahead and bid on the house. So, going on here. Also, no one would be allowed to create any kind of... Excuse me. For this reason, we were instructed by the chief that no one would be allowed to electronically record in the town building.
And also, no one would be allowed to...
Which is counter to the Glick decision and just a bunch of decisions all over the United States currently that says that public officials doing the public public's job...
In a public place.
In a public place are not able to not... They have no expectation of privacy. You as a private citizen are... And as a member of the press, and I don't care if you've got a blog that what your mom reads, you're a member of the press, are able to go in to a public building during a public auction of a house that's owned by the public, supposedly, and videotape that. And if you can, and you can ask questions to people who are in this public thing, and if they don't want to be videotaped, they can hold up pieces of paper over their face and they can refuse to answer your questions.
Right. So I was pretty clear on this Glick thing. I mean, I haven't read the whole decision, but I've certainly read enough to know that. Also, the report reads, no one would be allowed to create any kind of disturbance inside the town building that would potentially interfere with the auction. Signs were posted throughout the building indicating that no recording was allowed. And by the way, these signs, I believe, I thought it said here that they had posted them that day in particular. But
they could post signs that say no breathing allowed, yeah. But that wouldn't make them constitutional.
Registration for the auction started at 11:30 hours, with several people waiting to register a little after 11:30, as I was standing by the door to the meeting room where the auction was to take place, with several other workers for the auction and Sergeant Haley when several people walked into the hallway. One person in particular had a video camera in his hand. This gentleman later identified himself as Ian Freeman, asked me if this is where the auction was. I advised him he had to shut off the video camera, that there was no videotaping in the building. Mr. Freeman stated he was going to videotape in the building. I then turned his attention to the sign by pointing to it that was
posted. There's a sign! Look! Nobody signed it, neither!
This is
a sign with no authority!
Is a camera an electronic device?
Yes. Oh. Anything with electricity flowing through it would qualify as an electronic device. I then turned his attention to the sign by pointing to it that it was...
So does this mean that you could have one of those, like a hand-cranked, a film?
A film?
Like the old-style movie thing?
Right, or like static electricity if I touch a balloon while I'm jumping on my trampoline.
I don't think that would be electronic.
No, I'm not electric.
I don't think you're electronic at that point, no.
Well, one could argue that the human body is generating electricity on a regular basis. That's what they did in The Matrix. They used our bodies to fuel themselves. Anyway, back to the report here. So he points to the sign. It was posted on the assessor's window, also on the front door, by the way. So that read, no videotaping. He stated he was going to videotape anyways. I advised him he would have to shut the camera off. He refused to shut the camera off and stated he videotaped inside in the past. I asked him if he was refusing to shut the camera off, and he said he was going to videotape. His aunt, by the way, never used the word tape. There's not a tape in my camera.
Right, you hate that.
His voice was becoming louder, and he was argumentative and confrontational. Now, remember that part, right? Because this is important to the whole, you were disturbing
right.
the
so confrontational. So confrontational means you weren't doing what I said you were going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to say, no, I'm going to videotape here, and I'm going to go into this public meeting without your permission, without being confrontational, right? Like, confrontational means... You didn't do what I said. You didn't do what I said. I got the badge, and I've been a police officer. I got the silly lights on the top of my car. He didn't do what I said.
But remember, they charged me with disorderly conduct, which has to do with being loud. It has to do with disturbing the peace. It has to do with those sorts of things. So that's why this portion is in here. And remember that statement as we play the actual audio from the incident. He asked me how I felt about the town auctioning off stolen property. He also asked me if I was aware of the Glick court decision. His actions were caught, so in case I didn't,
thanks for including that there, Officer Tenser.
Right, I appreciate that being in the police report, because talk about that in court.
That's going to make it really easy.
His actions were, it would have been anyway, because it's on the video, but his actions were causing a disturbance in the hallway and were interfering with a registration process for the auction. By the way, I didn't know what the registration process looked like, because it wasn't in the hallway. It was in the room in which I was not allowed. But nonetheless, I guess they're going to claim that I was so loud in the hallway that people just couldn't concentrate on registering for this auction. After my request...
That must be what the claim is, because he said that you were interfering with the registration process, so therefore, that must be the case, right?
After my request to turn off the camera went unheeded and his behavior continued...
It's a request.
Apparently he was just requesting I turn it off.
Then what's the problem?
Yeah, I took Mr. Freeman by the arm and led him down the hall to the police department. As he was being led into the booking area, he said, you know you're being videotaped. I led him through the door and at the booking bench advised him he was under arrest. Ian was booked and afforded all his rights, fingerprinted, and asked if he would like to make a phone call. Mr. Freeman stated he would not make a call at that time, but might make one later.
You were afforded all your rights except for the right to film.
There you go. 855-453. So that is the report from Officer Raymond Tenser of the Palmer Police Department. They've actually got the audio from my camera. We'll play that for you here in a moment, and I guess you'll be able to determine whether or not I was argumentative, confrontational, becoming louder, and causing a disturbance in the hallway. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from modern ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1840. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,6093, $880.46 for a half ounce, and $440.23 for a quarter ounce. $17,6093, $880.46, and $440.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want, if you want. Or just sit back and listen in. 855-453, you can take control of the airwaves. That's kind of the point of the program. bring up anything. 855-450-3733. And we're going to continue with your calls. I'm going to play the audio, though. I'm not going to put it off any longer here. I'm going to play about a minute and a half's worth of audio of me being arrested. This afternoon, as I walked into the town of Palmer offices, accompanied, by the way, I wasn't alone. I was accompanied by other liberty-minded folks from both Massachusetts and New Hampshire who had come down from New Hampshire to support Jay Noone as the town of Palmer attempted to steal his home from him. Actually, they did successfully steal his home from him. And Jay Noone is a member of the Free State Project. He's somebody who intends to make the move from Massachusetts, good move, to New Hampshire, and to join us, because we've already made that move. There are almost 1,100 people who have made the move to, or are part of the Free State Project in New Hampshire. There are over 13,000 people who have pledged to make that very move. The number, by the way, is currently 1,099 currently in New Hampshire. 13,023 are signed up. We want to reach 20,000. We want that number to be 20,000 people pledged to move here. So we're about two-thirds of the way there, and we could use your help. If you love the ideas of liberty, if you understand what freedom's all about, and that is it's your freedom to live your life how you want.
If you move tomorrow, you can be mover number 1,100, right?
It's true.
I mean,
you may have already.
I was like 829 or
829.
I was 420. 421.
I can't. No, depending. I was 421.
Yeah. Well, I think it was actually Julia and I. We were at 420 and 421.
No, so. I thought it was 419 and 420.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
One of you was 420.
Yeah. Right. So
Ian's the famous one. He gets to be 420.
So anyway, go to freestateproject.org if you love liberty, if you want to do something about it and join with other people who also want to do something about it, because that's really the only solution is to have numbers, is to have concentration of activists. And there's a lot that needs to be done. New Hampshire may be the most free state of all the 50 states, but there are a lot of problems here. It ain't Massachusetts, though. They got some serious issues down there. Although, you know, to give Massachusetts credit, they do have marijuana decriminalization.
Yeah, I've heard that their court system's better in some ways.
New Hampshire doesn't have. Let me get to the video here, or the audio feed from the video of me being arrested. As you heard in the last segment, just to recap, the police report says that I was becoming louder and argumentative and confrontational, and I was causing a disturbance in the hallway and interfering with the registration process for the auction of this man's property and some other properties as well. So here's what happens. As I'm walking into the town hall, I'm walking down the hallway, approaching the office in which I know this auction is being held. It's where all the people are hanging out outside. It's the same office where I had been over a year ago, in that very office,
filming.
At a different tax sale, filming. Yeah. So now people weren't being allowed in, which actually I didn't end up realizing because I never got to try to go in because I was arrested because this happened.
Where's the auction?
He works for us. Works
for the town. Hey, where's the auction?
Signature.
The auction's going to be right here. Right in here?
Yes.
Okay, great.
But you cannot video.
Actually, I can.
Not in here, you can't, sir.
I did last time, and I will do it again this time because it's freedom of the...
let you know right now.
Freedom of the press. Just because you post a sign doesn't mean you get to eliminate the freedom of the press. And are you familiar with the Glick decision?
Sir,
I'm asking you a question.
I'm telling you now. There is no videoing.
What's your name, by the way?
Officer Tenzar. There's no videoing in this town hall.
Now, have you heard of the Glick decision?
Are you refusing to shut off the video camera?
Have you heard of the Glick decision?
Are you refusing to shut off the video camera?
I'm not refusing to shut off the video camera.
Shut it off.
I'm asking you, have you heard of the Glick decision?
Sure.
You might want to know about this before you put my...
He's grabbing me at this point, by the way. So you heard me say you might want to know about this. It's at that moment when he begins to grab me and lead me down the hallway.
Now, did it occur to you to ask under what statute, by what, you know, authority?
I don't care.
I'm just curious, though, you know, if he was... Because he said it's written down, so
right.
Like... Well,
no, it's on a sign.
Right, so you can put a sign up that says in order for you to enter here, you've got to be naked. Enforce it, you know?
It's in, like, New Times Roman with no... on a piece of paper with no... like a citation at all. I mean, this is what the legal system has devolved to in the United States.
Just print it out.
Somebody
put it up.
No videotaping. I mean, it's laughable.
All right, so let's continue.
You might want to know about this before you arrest me. You might want to know about the Glick decision, which says that every public employee is supposed to be subject to being recorded when they're on duties. This was a major court case. Out of this particular...
I'm being walked back.
This is ridiculous, man. You were here last time when I was recording.
Sir. Let me...
Don't call me sir if you're going to treat me like an animal.
Here we go. Well, I mean, he didn't, you know, throw me up against a wall or anything like that, but nonetheless, here we go. This is where he takes the camera from.
Come on, man. This is ridiculous. What are you guys doing? This is freedom of the press. This is a public place.
Video camera.
This man is assaulting me because I have a video device? What is going on here?
Make it arrest her.
That's it. So, how do you feel? Do you think that I was becoming louder, argumentative, and confrontational before I was arrested? I don't think I was really that much louder, argumentative, or confrontational after I was, you know, being led down the hall. There's one point at which I raise my voice slightly, which is right when I'm being arrested.
Yeah, I think that's...
You was more like a, come on, not a...
Well, that was, it was this line.
Yeah, and this time, because it's freedom of the...
I'll let you know right now,
freedom
sir.
Of the press.
Yeah. Sign.
Just because you post a sign doesn't mean you get to eliminate the freedom of the press. And are you familiar with the Glick decision?
Sir,
I'm asking you a question.
Now. I'm telling
officer.
You now. There is no videoing.
What's your name, by the way?
Officer Tenzar. There's no videoing
Tenzar?
In this town hall.
Now, have you heard of the Glick decision?
Are you refusing to shut off the video camera?
Have you heard of the Glick decision?
Are you refusing to shut off the video camera?
I am not refusing to shut off the video camera.
Shut it off
I'm
now,
asking
please.
You, have you heard of the Glick decision?
Sure.
You might want to know about this before you put
my...
You might want to know about this as you're giving him a warning about how, I don't know, his family could be rendered destitute because he's going to be held personally responsible for this.
Yeah.
As I understand the Glick decision, I'm not an attorney, but... He's going to hear from one about this,
mm-hmm.
You know, that the officer is personally responsible. The Glick decision doesn't say public officials can have no expectation of privacy. It reiterates that public officials have no expectation of privacy mm-hmm. in public. The Second Circuit and First Circuit Court of Appeals, I believe, said that essentially they were trying to send a message and make it abundantly clear to police officers that they could not arrest people for videotaping and that they were going to be held personally responsible. So I really, you know, I feel bad for Officer Tenzar. He was just doing what he was told to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel sorry for him at all. Heck no.
He's going to be that case that's made an example of.
Good. Make an example of him.
Well, they're trying to make an example of me and crack down on freedom of the press, and we'll see what ends up happening. I've been charged with disorderly conduct, which, of course, you know, they're not going to charge me with wiretapping. They're going to charge me with disorderly conduct on this because, as you mentioned, Michelle, it is a catch-all charge. You know, if they're doing something, you're doing something they don't like, they can charge you with disorderly conduct. And normally, they're going to get their conviction on this. And odds are good if I go in front of a judge, and I'm not real clear because, you know, you can't really believe what the bureaucrats tell you when you're in their clutches, you know, that maybe they'll tell you the truth, maybe they won't.
And it's scary, they've got guns and tasers and all sorts of things to...
And they'll use them.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I don't know if there's a jury that's available on this, in which case it could be in front of a judge, and, you know, every time you're in front of a judge, you're going to get convicted. I mean, pretty much every single time.
It's all about appeals.
I'd have to have a lawyer on board. I contacted Simon Glick. Hopefully we'll be able to talk to him and get to, you know, it'd be great if he could come on board with
us. He was the young man arrested, and he's a lawyer.
That's right. The Glick decision all about him. We're coming up.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited to control the airwaves if you'd like. 855-453. That's toll free. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have there for you. They're completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And by the way, those features include our listening options. Live streams are available. Live broadband, midband, and narrowband streams. And around the clock, you can listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. So it's 5 in the morning, and it's in China. You know, you can be listening. Because it's always there for you, and it's all free at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got over 110 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various different times throughout the week. In addition to that, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, as well as our free-to-air KU band channel. The webcam is available to you as well, and listen lines. Jay Noon was telling me today that he is a big-time listen line listener because there's no radio station up where he lives, and he doesn't have a smartphone. So if he wants to listen while he's on the road, that's the only option. Listen lines let you call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and get tuned in there. It says he gives the listen line number to a bunch of his friends, which is really cool.
That's awesome.
So we'll continue here.
Did he listen to KU band?
I didn't ask him that, but somebody did tell me that our KU band is apparently off the air, so check that out. I haven't had a chance to look at any of those emails today. I've been so behind, having been basically held in a cage most of the day today. We can get back to more about my story, but want to take your calls here. We've got Eric on the line in Columbus, in Ohio. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was calling because a couple of days ago, someone called in and they were talking about the fare tax.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say the fare tax?
Yeah, the fare tax. And it was kind of poorly conveyed about the prebate being a welfare check.
That's exactly what the prebate is.
It, it, is it really, though? Because it should be, if it worked how it's supposed to work, is that you'd pay tax up to the poverty line, and that's
okay.
what the money you'd be getting back.
So as long as, in that case, then, if a welfare recipient only receives enough money from the government to pay taxes with it, that's not welfare in your mind?
No, because if you have to, almost everybody, I don't know anybody who doesn't, have to spend some money for living in general, housing and food.
No, that didn't answer my question. So somebody who's receiving a check from the government, let's call it welfare, just for the sake of discussion here, let's say they're poor or something like that, if they're using that welfare money to pay taxes, then you don't think that's welfare?
The money isn't used to pay taxes.
Yeah, you're saying that the prebate, this is the, just for our listeners that don't know, this prebate is the little cover term for welfare check, where the government sends a check to every individual with a Social Security number in the United States, and they say that this check is to be used to where you will
kidding?
Pay the tax.
Hold on. I haven't heard about this.
No, this is what it is. You are to use this money to pay in theory, this money is to cover the taxes on the products that you need to live. So the idea behind this so-called fair tax is that it's going to be, you know, a 20 to 30% tax on absolutely everything that you buy. And so the suggestion here as well, since some people are poor, we're going to go ahead and help them pay those taxes, that first X amount of dollars worth of taxes. So we're going to cut them a check every single month and send that to them. And this is interesting, isn't it? Because the people who support the fair tax are generally more the kind of conservative mindset. So it's funny listening to conservatives defend welfare. Go ahead, sir.
Well, no, I don't particularly want the fair tax in general, but it, just to use round numbers, if you set the poverty line at $1,000 and the tax is going to be $10, if you spend $1,000, you're going to spend $100 in tax, right?
Okay.
So the prebate would be that $100 in tax up to the poverty line, essentially.
Uh-huh. And it's still a check from the government.
It's your money back, is what the claim
is. It's getting your tax money back.
It's money you actually haven't paid yet, actually. They're giving you the money in advance. It's a prebate. You're getting the money for the month ahead that they expect you to use to buy things on the retail market. If I take that money and use it to buy things in the secondhand market, they're not getting any tax money out of it.
That would be true.
You're getting a check from the government. You take that check to the bank. Money gets deposited in your bank account. You then do with it as you please. The government arbitrarily determines, we think the average family that's poor will spend this amount of money, from whatever calculations, they determine that there's a certain amount of money that the average family who's poor will utilize to spend money on new things every single month, and they send you that amount of money as a check. They call it a prebate, and apparently some people think that's not welfare.
And it has all the, even if it came afterwards, it was a post-bate,
mm-hmm.
Even if it did, it still has all the trappings of welfare.
Like creating an entitlement mentality?
Right. People get entitled to it. The government collects information. They're, first they're going to want your Social Security number and your address and your name and your kids and how many kids you have and all these things. And then they're going to start ratcheting up that information. They always want more information. How many miles a year do you drive?
Let me tell you about my little experience most recently with California, actually, who has levied the California Tax Franchise Board, which has levied my bank account. I can no longer have a bank account in the United States. So that means I can't bring money in from outside the United States, which is what I've done for the last 25 years, to spend here in the United States. So I don't get to spend money anymore. Gee darn. So I've already stopped employing people. I've stopped having businesses. I've stopped spending seven figures a year of money that was made outside of this country and given freely to this one. And so what is the California Tax Franchise Board? They have claimed that I owe $41,900 for 2007. I didn't even live there. And they've told me that I have to prove that I didn't live there. And in order order for me to prove that I didn't live there, they want to have all the information about how many kids I have. My kids don't even have social security numbers, or two of the three of them don't.
So you're saying they're going to get this intrusive to cut a check for the prebate? Is that what you're getting at?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like...
Just wondering what that has to do with welfare.
Because Mark was talking about the invasiveness that once the government gets involved with the taxation system with you... And
right, so you're expecting the same sort of invasiveness with this
prebate.
And incompetence.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's welfare through and through, bro. Just because they call it something else doesn't mean it's not welfare.
All right. Well, I thank you for expanding my knowledge on that one. I don't agree with taxes in general anyway, so I hate the whole fair tax or the income tax or all that.
Okay, good to know.
This is just
a fair tax. It's an oxymoron. How is theft ever fair?
Right. You know it's bad right out the gate when they start calling a tax fair.
Not fair.
I think that there's some value to the fair tax over the current IRS system because, you know, it's likely that far fewer people will be incarcerated over it because of its implementation. And it has that kind of feeling that, oh, well, all those other people that aren't paying taxes are going to have to pay, and therefore mine will go down. Of course, this is a pipe dream because the federal government is spending more than 43% of federal government spending is debt. So therefore, you know, even under our current system, you know, they're spending far more money than what people are paying in anyhow, and the expectation that they're going to spend less is ridiculous. And if they get more money, they'll just spend more money.
And think about how welfare works and like food stamps. They say, I don't know if you've ever been in line with anyone at the grocery store who's using whatever it's WIC or something like that. Mm-hmm. They tell you can buy this and this, but you can't buy this or this. So anytime you contract with the government for anything, you open up Pandora's box.
Well, they could probably remedy that, Michelle, by issuing like prebate cards like they have with the welfare card in some places where they actually have a swipeable card, but you know, we don't know exactly what the plan's going to be at this point. But nonetheless, Eric, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Glad to hear you're not a conservative or whatever I thought that you were.
No, I'm not. I'm with you guys.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, welfare is welfare.
Poor Pandora in her box. She gets blamed for everything.
Ooh, wow.
Well, I mean, it's always people talking about Pandora's box.
Is that a sex joke? Let's go to Lord.
No, it's just
listening.
About a box joke.
In New York, Lord, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up?
Hey, well, we're doing a radio show, and we'll find out what's up with you here in a moment. Hang on. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can take control here. And still more to come from the adventures in legal land, because we haven't gotten to the court portion of what happened today. 855-453 with me being arrested for holding a video camera in a public place. Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Are you storing food?
Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
My name is Stephen Huer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves if you want. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. One of those features is our news updates. You can get signed up. And by the way, I have totally spaced on doing any hooting tonight, Mark. I hope you have done so. You haven't either? Shame on you.
Now it's my
between
fault.
The two of us, between the two of us, we're supposed to get that taken care of.
I just hooted.
We're such noobs to the social networking.
At least you're not tooting or pooting. That does go on sometimes.
Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for emailed updates. Also follow us on Twitter and Facebook, which allows you to get updates during the show when we're on the ball, which is most nights. And also questions we'll ask on the during the program on Twitter and Facebook. We'll put some show prep links in there, too, and it's a good way to get interactive, extra interactive, over at news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up.
If you have a company, need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can handle it for you. The principals over there at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, his dad, Mike, are big supporters of Free Talk Live and big supporters of the ideas of liberty. And you can support Free Talk Live and support the ideas of liberty by doing business with SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Links to their relatively new website, SACL CAI.
All right, so let's continue here. We've got Lord on the line in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
It's Lauren, not Lord.
Lauren. I apologize. Our board op got the spelling
Listen
wrong.
Listen to that deep, sexy voice.
Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you.
You're
welcome.
You have
a pretty high, sexy voice yourself.
Oh. You guys should get a room.
Mutual Admiration Society. I love these. Keep going.
Yeah, I got my selective service letter thing today.
How old are you?
I'm 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How old are you guys?
32.
Old enough to be your mom.
Oh.
Okay, so what are you going to do with that letter?
Oh, no.
Well, what are you considering?
Well, I'm not going to join the military. I think I should
just
set
it back. Did you just take a big old toke? You did, didn't you?
Yeah, You can hear it in his mouth. Yeah. So you're not going to join the military. That's good. You know, when I was 18, I was too scared. I didn't know enough. I went ahead and I sent that card back. I don't think I would do the same thing today.
Oh, really? What would you do?
Nothing. I'd probably just ignore it.
I was thinking about, like, buying some baby powder and just sending it back with the baby powder in it.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Because, you know what, the government doesn't quite have the sense of humor that y'all have, you know?
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're better off not responding to it at all. But then again, I'm not a lawyer. Maybe there are some consequences to it. Although, have we ever heard of that? I mean, has anybody ever experienced... No. You can't take out federal student loans. That doesn't mean you can't, like, get a loan for a car or something.
And I doubt, this is just me speculating here. I'll bet you they don't know that you haven't turned in your selective service.
They don't know that you have received the letter unless it was sent to you certified mail and you had to sign for it or something.
That's true. That's a good point.
Well, I've already prepped myself for it, psychologically with the meditation and, reading stuff on the internet about our government, so I already know what's going to happen in a couple of years.
What's going to happen?
Well, we discussed it yesterday, Ian. It's going to be a world war.
That's right. Okay, so you were the one with the viewpoint that everything's going to come crashing down and it's going to be violent.
There's already a world war.
And that, but he thinks it's going to be brought to your street, Michelle, that they're going to be, occupying, they're going to be, putting people to death, they're going to be hurting peaceful people even more so than they currently are today. You had that kind of apocalyptic vision for the future in this country.
Yep.
And where does that come from? Does that come from, like, just an apocalyptic sort of view, or you think that the world can't sustain the current, aggression, and it's just going to kind of implode, or why do you think that?
Well, it comes from our politicians. Obama signed the NDAA law, extended the Patriot Act, and so I know what it's all for,
So are you researching all the FEMA camps and everything like that?
Not really. Not so much on the FEMA camps. I mean, that stuff doesn't matter, because they're not going to take me in a FEMA camp. They're going to have to kill me.
Lauren,
I don't really have anything else to say.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Good luck with the selective service and your decision there. I know it's probably a tough one to make because they do threaten people. Thank you. They do threaten people with a $500,000 fine and, years in prison. Plus, you won't get whatever federal money you might be looking for if you're one of those folks who wants to get money from the feds to go to college. They won't do that. They won't hire you, supposedly, for the federal government. If you're looking to be a government bureaucrat, you should probably send that card back. But, Mark, you're saying you don't think they know about it? I don't know if I'd bank on that one.
I wouldn't bank on it, but, I'd do some research in that area. But I'll bet, the government is such a sieve when it comes to information. I mean, these organizations can't talk to each other. They can't get email. I mean, they can't do anything right.
Some of them.
I would not be surprised at all if they passed some law that said if you don't sign up for selective service, you can't do this, that, and the other. But the only way they'll know is if you check a box that says, no, I haven't signed up for selective service, and I'm over the age of 18.
It does break my heart a little bit, with my sons who are nearly 17 and my other one will be 19 tomorrow. And, they're teenagers and they're a little angsty and I, don't always like them right now so much. But, and they certainly don't like me so much right now. But, neither one of them have social security numbers. So consequently, they don't, the selective service, the government doesn't even know they exist. And so... essentially, they're immune.
They don't go to government school.
They don't go to government school, so they're essentially immune to this. And, one of them was like, what's the big deal?
With the selective service?
Right. What's the big
deal, my gosh.
Mom? I mean, so
what? Well, what is the big deal, Ian?
You could be drafted.
Well, and you signed up for the selective service. You've made it as long as you have. Just because you're
drafted. Brought the draft
wait
back.
A second, Ian. Just because you're drafted doesn't mean you have to go. Look, if... my advice.
Most people think you do.
My advice is if you feel that there's some benefit to signing up for the selective service, then sign up for the selective service and get that benefit. Because
there's
the chances of you being drafted are pretty slim.
I don't know, man.
I don't think America's bringing back the draft.
They're restaffing the draft boards around the country.
When did you read that story? That was like 7 years ago.
The law is still in effect. People say, oh, we don't have a draft anymore. No, it is still in effect.
It is. Right. The draft boards
are staffed. If they draft me, I'm not going. If you want, if you don't want to be drafted,
you're over 26. It's
the draft, sign up for the local Quaker meeting. You won't have to go.
If they bring the draft back.
Easy, Tiger. Don't you yell at me.
He's in a yelling mood this week.
He is.
Now,
get that vein back in your head,
buddy. If they bring the draft boards back, there have been proposals. Excuse me, the draft boards are back.
Suffer?
If they bring the draft back, the proposals have been that they could draft you up to age 46.
Indeed they have. Why suffer for some imagined thing when you can avoid that possibility by just doing you're refusing the draft, moving to some other country? Joining up to a local peace church like the Quakers, the Mennonites, mm-hmm. the Amish, the Hederites. There's just a whole bunch of things you can do.
I agree with you. I'm with you, and I'm glad you're encouraging people to not go to the draft and to think to themselves that if they are drafted, that they can say no and
do what they did in the Vietnam War. Many people went and just monkey wrenched the whole war. I mean, one of the reasons they had to come back is because the people who were fighting it didn't want to be there, and they were messing things up. I think that puts people's lives in danger, and I wouldn't do that.
I think that you're right, Mark. Odds are against the draft coming back, at least immediately, but they've been kind of talking about it for a while, and they've been talking about it in the form recently of the obviously the Selective Service is the mechanism used to conduct the draft, but they've been talking about creating the National Service Corps. The National Service Program, which has been proposed.
We're going
to
need someone to give those old people that are not going to be able to be covered with Social Security and Medicare their euthanasia shot.
Or whatever. They're going to have all kinds of busy work and who knows what. But the idea is to have a civilian's National Service Corps that is as large as the military.
As large.
And as well-funded.
As powerful and as well-funded.
As the military.
Is the quote
That's
from
been the proposal.
Obama.
That was the proposal back in 2008 during that presidential campaign. We haven't heard much talk about it this time around. It kind of bubbles up every now and then in, you know, online with some sort of proposal again here and there. But it hasn't really been pushed too heavily recently. And maybe that's because they're having an easier time getting people into the military. Maybe it's because, you know, the economy took a dive and people are more apt to join the military voluntarily. And so maybe they just don't feel the same.
It's your education paid for.
They don't see the same crush, the same sense of urgency that they had before. But the draft mechanisms are there. They have been in place ever since the draft was shut down. All they have to do is throw a switch. Those draft boards are already staffed. So keep that in mind. 855-453. But I agree with Mark. You can always say no and refuse to cooperate. Hour number three is next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires? Zombies ruining the neighborhood? From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone sub-sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, end-to-end combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.